It was Robin Williams who said, everyone is fighting a battle that you know nothing about. So be kind, be nice. And when you think about what he said, isn't that the truth? Everyone is fighting a battle that you know nothing about. So be kind to one another. And we know the truth about that man, that he lost his battle to anxiety. You know, and so, in other words, a lot of people that are battling anxiety, you know, that's real. And so sometimes people take that for granted. Everyone you meet is fighting a battle that you and I have no clue what they're going through. So we are to be kind to one another because we don't know what kind of battles they are fighting. My friends, you and I are fighting battles every day. Because the challenges that we face in this life, as a mother, as a father, husband and wife, as students, we're all going to face challenges. And those challenges, like Jessica reminded us today, becomes like us, we're in a boat and the water is crashing in and we don't know what to do. At times we feel hopeless, we feel helpless. How do you fight those challenges? How do you fight your own battles? We deal with stress, anxiety, insecurity. We deal with fear. You know, there has been a lot of fear since this pandemic began. And still there's the insecurity. We do not know what's going to happen tomorrow. We do not know how long this thing is going to last. And we just feel fearful. We are stressed out. We are so insecure. And when I think about what we go through and what we're dealing right now, I think about the first king of Israel. He felt the same way. One time he has this challenge. For 40 days, he had no idea what he needed to do. And the whole army of Israel, imagine that, when the king of the nation is clueless, what do you think is going to happen to the nation? They too will be clueless. And you know, the king, everybody's waiting, looking to the king for answers, and he didn't have any. He had a giant problem. Literally, there was a war between the Philistines and the Israelites, and the Bible talks about in 1 Samuel 17 that there was like hills and in the valley, and there was a champion from the Philistine named Goliath, and you know, approximately he must have been 9 to 10 feet tall, the tallest man, and how people would fight battles in those days, instead of just killing everybody, your army will have a champion. And we have won. And so they would just fight each other. Whoever wins, won the battle. Don't be so surprised, because you ever watch the movie Achilles and, you know, the Trojans? That's how they fought it. You know, the Trojans had Achilles. And nobody, you know, and the other army had Hector. So now your champion fight my champion. If you beat us, we become your slave. But if we win, our champion win, you become our slaves. For 40 days, Goliath will come and challenge the Israelites. He will come, give me a man. If he's able to beat me, we become your subjects. We become your slave. But if I defeat him, you Israelites become our slaves. Saul had no idea what to do, because nobody in that camp of Israelites, nobody in the army of the Israelites was brave enough to come against Goliath. Why? Because, I mean, that man is huge. And he was a champion. And so for 40 days, the Bible says that it's almost like you get a headache, a migraine headache for 40 days because you had no idea. And it doesn't matter what you take, because that's the problem. You get up in the morning, it says in the morning and evening, the challenger, Goliath, will come and defy the armies of Israel. I'm here again. Give me a man. Anybody brave enough, come fight me. If I defeat you, your nation will be our slave. But if you defeat me, I mean, he was so confident about himself. Imagine that. This is the people of God, by the way. Isn't that amazing? The people of God, they are paralyzed by fear because there's a huge problem that the nation faced named Goliath and the Philistines. And they were not moving anywhere, like perhaps like you and I. Like they were just like, we don't know what to do. And it's like, what are we going to do, Saul? And I picture Saul just doing this. Like, nobody was brave enough in the camp to go face Goliath. But one day, a young man came to camp. A young boy named David came to camp because he had three brothers that were soldiers in the army of Saul. So David belonged to a family. There were eight sons. He was the youngest. And so three of David's brothers were already soldiers, you know, in the Israelite army. So his three oldest brothers were already there. So Jesse, their dad, said to David one day, "Hey, you know what? Check on your brothers because they're fighting the Philistines somewhere there. Go check on them and bring supply, bring cheeses for the commanders of their units, and bring, you know, just find out how they're doing. We, you know, we haven't heard any words from him." So David goes over there to check on his brothers, you know, and you know, hanging out, you know, at the camp. And while he's there, Goliath comes to do the very thing that he's been doing for 40 days. "Give me a man brave enough to fight me." He will come. And now, I love it because in the text says that this time David heard Goliath. And David heard his defiance, his challenge, and David says, I go fight him. Now you know, some of us grew up listening to the story. It's like, it just doesn't make sense, really. I mean, hello, yeah, you're not even a soldier and you're going to go fight him, right? I mean, that's how we kind of think. But David said, like, who does he think he is? He doesn't realize he's challenging the army of God. My friends, you and I need to pause for a little bit because this is what happens to us. The Israelites are who? God's children. And by the time they got to where David, you know, the time we have a monarchy and king, they already went through the Red Sea. They saw God bring fire on their enemies. And now we have a challenge and we're just like this. It doesn't make sense. We relate to that, don't we? As children of God, sometimes like, oh, we see the challenge bigger than our God, don't we? I mean, I don't get it. The army of Israel, the army of the children of God are panicking because there's a problem named Goliath, and their fear paralyzed them. Fear paralyzes us every time. And then finally, somebody comes, the unusual suspect comes to the camp and say, "I go fight him." So David said, what will be given to the man who fights Goliath? You know, King Saul had no idea. He didn't know what to do. You know what he created? He created an incentive. For 40 days, he created this thing that he said, whoever goes and fight Goliath, I'm going to give you wealth. I'm going to give you riches, and I'm going to give you my daughter in marriage. Can you imagine? Your in-law will be the king of Israel. I mean, you see, he's like, whoever fights him, you can marry my daughter. It's just he wanted to get rid of Goliath. Whoever fights Goliath, I will make you rich. And there's a third option. You will never have to pay taxes. Many was like, man, I mean, not even that. Riches, the king's daughter in marriage, and you ever never have to pay taxes, and still nobody was brave enough. So David comes to town and he's asking, what will be given to the man who goes and remove this disgrace from Israel? And then they told him, well, you know, the king said that you fight him, if you defeat him, you can marry his daughter, you will be rich, and your family will never have to pay taxes in Israel. So somebody told the king that David was willing to go fight Goliath. So word got to the king, so they bring David in. And that's the text that we read, that Angela read this morning. So when Saul sees, when he sees David, he was just like, oh man. He probably expecting a soldier, you know, to come. Here comes this handsome boy, kind of like, you know, the Bible says that he was a handsome individual, ruddy and handsome in appearance. He comes and King Saul is like, I don't see it. Let me just take you back to that text. 1 Samuel 17. Because this is what David told Saul. Verse 32. David said to Saul, "Let no one lose heart on account of this Philistine. Your servant will go and fight him." Saul replied, "You're not able to go out against this Philistine and fight him. You are only a boy, and he has been a fighting man from his youth. There's no way that you have a chance against this man. You're not able to go and fight him. You're only a boy, a young man, and he's been a soldier from his youth." You see, King Saul saw, when he saw David, what did he see? Disadvantage. There's no way. He's like, I mean, yeah, he's a champion, and you're not even a soldier, man. Yeah, it's like, there's no way that you're only a boy. He's been a champion from his youth. Now, but King Saul, there's something that he did not know about David. He only saw, you know, like many of us, he saw the appearance. You know, it's almost like, statistically speaking, there's no way that David will have a chance. It's like me trying to go box against Mike Tyson. I don't have the training. You know, I mean, you know what I mean? It's like, there's no way. I mean, people are going to think I'm nuts if I said tomorrow, hey, I'm going to challenge Mike Tyson because, yeah, you know, it's crazy. I mean, have you known me as a boxer? No. And I'm going to go challenge one that's been doing that for years and has so many champions. Here's the scenario right here. David said, I go fight him. You cannot go against him. You're only a boy. One thing that King Saul did not know about David, David had to kind of bring his profile so that Saul would know. Let's read a little more. Verse 34 through 37, here's David's profile. But David said to Saul, your servant has been keeping his father's sheep. When a lion or bear came and carried off a sheep from the flock, I went after it, struck it, and rescued the sheep from its mouth. When he turned on me, so when the lion turned on me or the bear turned on me, I seized it by its hair, struck it, and killed it. Your servant, me, has killed both lion and bear. This pagan, this uncircumcised Philistine, will be like one of them because he has defied the armies of the living God. And then finally Saul said, well, go and the Lord be with you. Interesting. The army of the living God and all those thousands of soldiers there, no one was brave enough. People forgot about who they represented. They forgot about God. They forgot who they were. Just like us, when we're faced with challenge, sometimes we forget who we are, that we are children of God. I mean, when we're fearful and panicking, at that moment we forgot that he already said that I'm always with you. I never leave you nor forsake you. So David said, I'm going to show this giant. I'm going to go and fight him because he had dared to defy, to challenge the armies of the living God. David is the only one brave enough to come against the giant. Why? Here's the key about David. He had faith in God. He truly trusted God. I mean, I would say he had a huge trust in the Lord. The strength of the faith is revealed during adversity. My friends, the strength of your faith, how big your faith is never going to be known in time of peace. The strength of your faith will always be revealed in times of adversity, in tough times, when we go through difficult times. That's how you're going to know how strong your faith is. Like somebody said, the worth of a soldier is never known in time of peace. It is in time of war. Why do you think that soldiers are decorated? Because they have proved themselves, and now they get the Medal of Honor because they have after the war. It's not before the war that they get rewarded. It is after. So the worth of a soldier is never known in time of peace. And your faith, the strength of your faith, will be revealed during the storm, during the adversity. David's profile, a shepherd who gave his life for his sheep. When a lion or bear came and took one of his sheep, he would go after the lion or bear to rescue his sheep. You remember when he wrote Psalm 23? Maybe he was thinking about that. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. He rescued me. He provides for me. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil because he's right there with me. And so he is a shepherd boy, and he will go, he will give his life for his sheep. He will fight the dangers around his sheep. David recognized God's deliverance in his own life. He had fought animals, and he acknowledged the Lord gave him victory. Remember what he told Saul, your servant had killed both lion and bear, and this Philistine will be just like one of them, because he defied the army of the living God. The Lord who rescued me from the paw of the lion, the paw of the bear, will rescue me from him. Don't you see faith right there? That is amazing, amazing faith. Even as a young man, he recognized that. Even when he fought the battles back on the flock, it was the Lord who rescued him. And he said, the Lord continue to rescue me if I go now and fight. So I'm ready, he said. This man had a huge trust in the Lord. And he knew God would never fail him. Just like the song Oceans. He never fails, and he will not start to fail you now. But you have to believe that. That's faith. And you know, you want to know more about David. He had another profile. Many of the psalms that we read in the Bible, they were written by him. You know, there's a psalm that comes to mind, 18:2. When he talks about, the Lord is my fortress. The Lord is my rescue. Let me just read that one for you, because it's one of those that when I think about David, it just, so many of the things that he wrote, it just to remind us of the faith that he had in the Lord. Psalm 18, the Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer, my God, my rock, in whom I take refuge. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. Chapter 20, Psalm 20, verse 7, David said, some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. They are brought to their knees and fail and fall, but we rise up and stand firm. Huge, huge amount of trust that David had. I mean, you had to have trust to come against a giant. You had to have a faith to be able to go against somebody who's that powerful. You remember Casting Crown says, all that I would do to have the kind of faith that takes to come against a giant with just a sling and a stone. I mean, that is an amazing trust in God that David had. And like I said, you can be reminded of that listening, reading the Psalms. So I go fight him. And after reading the profile, yes, I battle bears, and you know, and the Lord rescued me. I go, he just gonna be like one of those animals that I kill. And then finally King Saul said, okay, go, and the Lord be with you. But check it out, check this out. When I was preparing the sermon, I realized, like, oh wow, this relates to us a lot. This is a lesson about how you fight your battle, right here in the next text. After King Saul told David, go fight Goliath and the Lord be with you, he still thought that David was not quite ready to fight Goliath. Let me just read that text for you right now. 37 through 40. 1 Samuel 17, 37 through 40. David said, the Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion, the paw of the bear, will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine. Saul said to David, go and the Lord be with you. Then Saul dressed David in his own tunic. He put a coat of armor on him and a bronze helmet on his head. David fastened on his sword over the tunic and tried walking around because he was not used to them. I cannot go in these, he said. He said to Saul, because I am not used to them. So he took him off. Go fight Goliath and the Lord be with you. But it appears to me that even though he told him to go fight Goliath, he didn't think that he was quite ready enough, because again, you're going to fight a soldier. It's almost like you need to be dressed as a soldier. And so what did he do? The king put an armor on David. It's almost like, no, you're not quite ready. You had to fight him just like he's dressed up. And my friends, here's the lesson for many of us. We all fighting a battle. Sometimes we think that to fight the battle, we had to be dressed up like somebody else's. We had to be somebody else's. This is why King Saul thought that David was not ready. Saul thought that to fight a soldier, you need to be dressed as a soldier. To fight somebody with a sword, you had to also have a sword. So he gave his own sword to David. He put a coat of armor on David. Newsflash, David is not a soldier. He never wore any of those things that the king is putting on him right now. And there it is. He said he tried to walk on them and move around. He said, I'm not used to these. I haven't tested them. And he took him off. King Saul thought that in order for David to go against Goliath, he at least needed to look like a soldier from the army of the Israelites. But the problem was that David was not a soldier. Who was David? A shepherd. It's a shepherd against a soldier here that we have. Here's a lesson that I learned from that. In fighting your own battle, you cannot pretend to be somebody else you're not. In fighting your own battles, you cannot go and fight the battles that you're facing thinking, oh, maybe they overcame it, but that was them. Them is not you. You have to fight your own battle as you are, as yourself. You cannot pretend to be somebody else. King wanted to dress David as a soldier, but he wasn't a soldier. He was a shepherd. So when we, you know, we can be fighting, and let me just give an example. Anybody else in the camp could go and fight Goliath. Let's say, let's suppose anybody would go. The way that they will fight it will be different. The way that they will go about fighting Goliath will be different. Why? Because everyone is different. Everybody's fighting a battle, and how you fight your battle, it's gonna be known, intimate to you. It's gonna be how you do it. And you're not supposed to do it like somebody else's, because somebody else's has their own battle to fight. So David could not go and fight Goliath as a soldier because he was not a soldier. You cannot fight your own battle pretending to be somebody you're not. You have to do it just like you are, being yourself. He was a shepherd, so he needed to fight this battle as a shepherd. Isn't that what he said? I'm a shepherd and I kill lions and bears, and I'm going to go and face Goliath as a shepherd because he is going to be like one of those animals that I kill. He needed to fight his battle as a shepherd. He said, I cannot go in this. You see, my friends, even though we all face the same, we can be facing the same challenges. You know, think about even the coronavirus, the challenges for all of us. But the way we go about fighting that thing is going to be different, because you have a different body than my body. You have a different, you know, you are a different person. We all are different. And you have different skills that I might not have. And so David has different skills. He doesn't know how to go and fight swords like Goliath. I go and fight like I'm used to, as a shepherd. So you cannot pretend to be somebody else in fighting your own battle. You have to be yourself first. So what did he do? David said, no, he took him off. I won't go on this. What did he do? He grabbed his staff and his shepherd's pouch, and five smooth stones. That's how he fought his battle all his life. What do I mean by that? Let me give you an example. Maybe you're not quite getting it. If you're a single mom, you cannot fight your battle pretending to be married. Because you're not. If you're a teacher, you're a nurse, you have to fight your battle as a nurse, as a teacher, as a cop, as a firefighter. You cannot fight your own battle pretending somebody you're not, because that's not who you are. You, as a student, you fight your own battles as a student. As a mom, as a husband, as a wife, you fight your own battle in your house, because this is your context. That's who you are. You're going to say, well, there was somebody in the house. You know, there was a single mom. Maybe I can do that. Maybe you could do the same, but it's a different battle we're talking about. She did something else. What she did might not work for you, because you're not used to that. So when you fight your own battle, you have to do it as yourself. Say, Lord, I'm a preacher, I got this, I got to do as a preacher. Lord, I'm a husband, I'm a mom, I'm a student, I got this problem, but I'm going to go as a student. I'm going to go as who I am, because that's whom you have created. When you fight your own battle, fight it as yourself. Don't pretend to be somebody else, because if David would have gone as a soldier, he would not even have a chance. He could not walk in that. He said, I don't know how to use that. Let me just fight it as I am. He went. So one of the things we learn, don't pretend to be somebody you're not. Be yourself in fighting your own battles. Be yourself. He chose to fight the battle, his style. David went to fight the battle with what he knew. That's the shepherd's staff, the shepherd's pouch, and the stones. Because those were the weapons of a shepherd. And then he went to fight Goliath. He went to face the giant. It's interesting that Goliath got offended when he saw David. When you keep on reading, he's like, he said, am I a dog that you come to me with sticks? He was just like, what in the world? Like, I mean, it's almost like, I'm a champion and this is what you're going to bring? It's almost like, he's going to be dead in a second. Like, seriously, is that the best you guys have, Israelites? Because he did not know David. And it was almost like, he was laughing. He cursed David You know, he cursed David based on his gods, because when he saw him, it's like, not even prepare as a soldier, as a shepherd, you know, with a sling. He's coming to meet a challenge that brought the whole army of Israel down. And now we got David ready to fight him. Now, the giant came with everything he had. And you look at the description of Goliath, this man, I mean, he has some, well, he had on weight more than David. Well, I mean, he was covered from head to toe with armor. And he even had a shield bearer around him. And here comes this young boy to face him. Like I say, it doesn't make sense, but that's what faith is. A lot of times, faith doesn't make sense to many of us. Statistically speaking, there's no way that David will win the battle, but David has something that Goliath didn't. David had trust in the Lord, and he knew he was going to fight the battle based on the Lord. Let me just read some more so you see how the Philistine went, verse 41. Meanwhile, the Philistine with his shield bearer in front of him kept coming closer to David. He looked David over and saw that he was only a boy, ruddy and handsome, and he despised him. And he said to David, "Am I a dog that you come to me with sticks?" And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. "Come here," he said, "and I'll give you flesh to the birds of the air and the beasts of the field." And David said to the Philistine, "You come against me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day the Lord will hand you over to me, and I will strike you down, and I will cut off your head. Today I will give the carcasses of the Philistine army to the birds of the air and the beasts of the earth. And the whole world will know that there is a God in Israel. All those who gather here will know that it is not by sword or spear that the Lord saves, for the battle is the Lord's. And he will give all of you into our hands." Wow, that's a very bold statement from a young shepherd to a seasoned soldier. You see David's reliance. The giant came against David with everything he had, and he says, "He will come." He said, "I will hand you over to the Lord will hand you over to me, and I will kill you. The whole world will know that there is a God in Israel, and everyone will know today that God doesn't need a sword or spear to save, because the battle belongs to the Lord. It is God's war that we're fighting, and he will use your skills, my skills, your body, my body, to bring about victory." Now you see, David struck down the Philistine on the forehead. When you keep on reading, as the Philistine moved, verse 48, as the Philistine moved closer to attack David, David ran quickly toward the battle line to meet him. Reaching into his bag and taking out a stone, he slung it and struck the Philistine on the forehead. The stone sank into his forehead, and he fell face down on the ground. So David triumphed over the Philistine with a sling and a stone. Without a sword in his hand, he struck down the Philistine and killed him. David ran and stood over him. He took hold of the Philistine's sword and drew it from the scabbard. Then he killed him, and he cut off his head with his own sword. David triumphed over the Philistine with just a sling and a stone. He had four more to go. He only needed one. That's how you know God's providence, because of the confidence that David had in the Lord. The Lord gave David victory. How are you and I fighting our own battles today? You see, you are a child of God, follower of Jesus Christ, and you and I are going to face challenges in this life. Your challenges might be different than mine, but we all gonna face battles that we had to overcome as individuals, as children of God. As follower of Jesus, you should face your battle with courage, because your faith is placed on him, and he's way bigger than anything you and I can possibly face today. Only God gives us the confidence to be brave when everyone else is panicking. Only God will give you the confidence to be above the water when everybody feels that they're drowning. Only God will give you the courage, the confidence, the bravery to go against anything, any obstacles in this world, because you're going in his name. Amen. Amen? You must remember that the Lord is your God, that the Lord is the creator of heaven, that there's nothing bigger than Him. Isn't that amazing? Your God is way bigger than a giant. Your God is way bigger than anything that's going on around this world. The Bible says the battle belongs to the Lord. You know, we use that term a lot. And you know what I discovered when I was doing the study? God will not fight your battle if you're afraid. God will not fight your battle if you're not willing to step up in faith. Look at the Philistines. 40 days, they were just like, didn't know what to do. And finally, David comes, I go. And the Lord fought David's battle. The battle belongs to the Lord. That's true. It is His battle. But you tell the Lord, Lord, just take a seat. I got this. The Lord's not going to force Himself. He will let you do your thing. And then you come running. So God, yes, God will fight our battle. But as long as we are willing to step in faith to the challenge, not to shrink back. He will not fight our battle if we're still intimidated by the challenge. He said, go fight him, and we're still like panicking like the Israelites army was at that time. You see, my friend, God expects you to be courageous in Him, to go and fight the battle in His name. And He will use you. He will use your skills, whatever it is, whatever situation you have, whatever expertise you have, He will use what you have, and that's all He needs, by the way, to bring you victory. But you have to be yourself, and you have to rely on Him. You have to trust Him. And if He said go, you go. You know, there's another text that maybe came to some of your mind. There's a text that says, be still, and the Lord will fight your battle. All you have to do is be still. The context of that text is in Deuteronomy. Yes, the Israelites at one time needed to be still. Why? Because they're coming, and here's the Egyptian army. Here's the Red Sea, and we have children, women and children, no soldiers, and everybody's panicking. And Moses said, Lord, what do we do? And they say, hey, just be still. Yes, in this context, you need to be still. And the Lord will fight your battle. How did He fight the battle? He told Moses, what you have in your hands? A staff. Lift it up. Then the Red Sea parted. In the case of David, it's not time to be still, my friends. You see the difference?
Amen.
You are still when the Lord said, be still. The Israelites, they had no place to go. The Egyptian army. And Moses said, hey, the Lord will fight your battle. Just be still. That's true. In their context, sometimes you fight a battle being still. You know, but we're talking about here, David, soldiers at the camp. And the thing is, we need to fight. The question will be, who's going to fight? So there's no time to be still. They've been still 40 days, doing nothing, panicking. And David said, I go fight him, because, you know, we had to remove that disgrace from our camp. The Israelites were not doing anything for 40 days. They couldn't go anywhere. Quarantine right there. Sounds like quarantine. They were 40 days. They couldn't go anywhere. And David said, hey, I go fight him. I remove that disgrace, because how dare he challenge the armies of the living God? Today I'm going to kill you and cut off your head, because you were messing with the wrong God. And he did. David went with confidence because he trusted God that much. My friends, I want you to hear me out today. You are a child of God. Whatever you're facing, I mean, it's tough. Whatever challenge you're going through, they're going to be tough. They're going to feel like Goliath. But your God is bigger.
Amen.
Go in the name of the Lord. Remember, He doesn't expect you to be somebody else. He knows who you are. He knows what He has gifted you with. And guess what? You have all you need to overcome those battles. Because if the Lord is going with us, you have all you need. God always rewards trust and confidence in Him. He always rewards your faith. Remember Jesus in the gospel, He always said, your faith has made you well. Your faith has done that. And David, I mean, David's such, you know, he wasn't even a king yet. He became the second king of Israel later on. Because, you know, and he became a soldier later on, a fighting man. But he started as a shepherd. And he fought Goliath as a shepherd. Many of the battles he faced, he learned how to fight with swords. You know, and so when he defeated the Philistine many, many years later. But here, He was a shepherd. He went to fight him as a shepherd, but a shepherd who trusted so much in the Lord. You notice that? The Lord will do that. The Lord will hand you over to me. The Lord will rescue me. The Lord will fight my battles because I'm willing to go where he's telling me to go. If you're not willing to step on in faith, you might not see the victory. Peter was able to walk on water because he stepped out of the boat. You and I might not, you know, the other disciples like Peter, but Peter would say, if it's you, let me tell, come. When the Lord calls you, you go. Whatever comes your way, my friends, you must face it fearlessly in the name of the great God that we serve. God has never lost a battle, and he won't. Because that's how powerful your God, our God, is. So if he's telling you to still be still, but when he's telling you step up in faith, go, like David. I love what he said. You come against me with sword and javelin and spear, but I come against you in the name of the Lord God Almighty. I think that's how you and I should face our battle. Whatever it is that come our way, you come against me with that, but I'm going to come and fight you in the name of the Lord. I always tell people, if God forbid that I get into a fight, I say, yo, I'm not going to fight. I thought one day I needed to fight for real, like get into a fist fight. And I told the Lord, Lord, if I had to do it, I'm going with you. I did not even have to fight. But you know what I mean? Because sometimes, like, you know, don't try to fight it just on your own. If you're a child of God, he's going to fight your battle when he's sending you to go. You come against me with that, but I come against you in the name of the Lord, because the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it. Many trust in chariots and horses, but I trust in the name of the Lord. The name of the Lord is a powerful thing, and that is on your favor when you're willing to step in faith. If God doesn't see your faith, he won't fight your battle. But when look at the confidence that David had, and look at the victory. He triumphed over Goliath without a sword in his hand. He struck it down. So how are you fighting your battle this day? His voice of truth says, do not be afraid, because he's going to fight our battles when he doesn't see the fear in us, when he sees that we're ready to go meet the challenges, whatever they might be, because we come against those challenges in the name of Yahweh, the name of the Lord, God Almighty. Amen. May the Lord bless you. Let me pray for us this morning.